What would the holidays be without poinsettias? Euphorbia pulcherrima, as the bright red plant is known to botanists, was popularized as a seasonal plant in the early 20th century, when hybridizers turned the weedy Mexican native into the bushy compact form we know today. After that, they went further, creating speckled patterns and bringing in different colors like pink, peach, and maroon. On a recent visit to Mischler's Florist and Greenhouse in Williamsville, I saw hundreds of different poinsettias, both on display in the showroom and arranged in rows in the greenhouse, ready for restocking. So I'm here with Mark Yaden. He is Vice President of Mischler's Florist and Greenhouse, and we're in Mischler's greenhouse where there are poinsettias as far as the eye can see. So Mark, this is poinsettia season. What do you like about poinsettias other than they're the flower to sell at this time of year?
Well, one of the things about poinsettias is they definitely have a presence at Christmas. The bright colors of the reds show up as the traditional poinsettia that you would get, but there's also a wide variety of colors that are available, and they go from anywhere from the pinks to the marbles to burgundies. There's also some naturally glittered ones as well. So the thing I like about them is there's a plant for any taste.
Do you have advice for our listeners about how to care for their poinsettia to get it to last as long as possible through the season?
Yeah, poinsettias are fairly easy to take care of in the home. They do need a warmer spot, but not a hot spot. You know, next to your heaters is not a good place to put them. They like bright light, but indirect diffused light is fine. The biggest problem that people have is that they overwater their poinsettias. Make sure to let them dry out before you rewater. If they're in a container or in a foil wrap, then take it out, water it, let it drain, and then put it back in. Poinsettias that are sitting in water won't last long at all.
Mischler's grows its own poinsettias every year, which Mark Yaden says brings great advantages. And how many different types of poinsettias are you guys selling this year?
We grow the poinsettias every year. I order them in January, right after Christmas from that year. And this year we have 12 different colors, and I grow 14 different varieties.
So when you grow them, is it from a tiny plant or a seedling or a seed?
Yeah, they're all done by a vegetative cutting that is rooted and then grown on.
Why do you think it's important to grow your own poinsettias, although it probably saves money?
Well, I think, too, that you're in control of the growth and the quality of the plant. Poinsettias are not an easy plant to grow. They have a plethora of disease problems as well as insect problems that they come through. We grow ours with integrated pest management practices, which are the least toxic type of materials that go into growing a plant.
By the way, if you're concerned about poinsettias being toxic to children or pets, don't worry. Yaden says toxicity can only occur after the consumption of at least 700 poinsettia leaves. And that's if you only weigh 50 pounds. For WBFO News, I'm Elizabeth Licata.